Well, welcome everybody. This is Kevin Nations. It is awesome to be on this call today with you amazing people. There's a bunch of people that are just starting to dial in, but it is indeed the top of the hour, and I want to, one, welcome you to the call, and thank you for being here on this call. There's a lot of you who I've heard, both in just the last couple of minutes, introducing yourself, coming on board, and that I see your names on the line that are existing clients and have probably heard me share things about big ticket selling for quite some time. And then there are, you know, some of you who perhaps this is the first time that you've heard anything that I've shared. You're a fairly new subscriber. You just gotten on my list recently. Or you've really not heard that much about what I teach, the principles I stand for. And my goal going into this call today is to make sure that this is equally beneficial for those of you who are just coming on board and still relevant and incredibly beneficial for those of you who have been a subscriber for a long time, who perhaps have participated in a number of my high-end trainings and have really started seeing some amazing success for yourself in making things happen. So I want to thank all of you guys for wherever you're coming from, coming on to the call today. Now, many of you may know, some of you may not know, for about 7 years, I have been teaching people one simple process, and that is the process of how to develop a high-ticket service offering based on teaching what you already know and what you were sent here to this earth to share, and teaching principles for how to raise your fees significantly or just how to charge high fees, getting out of the gate if you're just beginning, and how to do that in as serving a way as possible that creates the greatest transformation for your clients and as well creates this really laid-back, cool process and business scenario for you. And so I wanted to come on to the call today and to share with you guys some things that I have seen about the current state in the marketplace around teaching and some things that are being taught about how to have a successful big ticket offering. And this is something that wasn't taught at all. In fact, it wasn't done at all. When I began about 7 years ago, most people were teaching incredibly lower-end stuff. The move in the marketplace was toward disconnected and leveraged products and, you know, info products and moving toward leverage. And it seems that now people are moving a lot more toward intimacy and interaction. And I think that's really, really awesome. But seeing that that is being taught a lot more prevalently in the marketplace, I wanted to weigh in on that particular teaching and share with you guys some of the things that I'm seeing in the marketplace that are working incredibly well and things that you can be doing and some things that I want you to be careful in that can very, very predictably, and I've seen the predictability and seen it happen, that could literally, if you're marketing big ticket services, I think one of the emails I sent out is that there's three things, and I'm going to share those with you today, that if you market directly your big ticket services, you could actually be putting yourself out of business in really, really short order. So today's call is just me weighing in on some things. There's nothing to sell on this call, so you can just sit back and enjoy the information that I am here to share. You know, a lot of the people who are currently in the market, I'm actually responsible for a lot of that teaching, and I'm really happy to have shared the information that I've been, you know, privy to know and have gathered over the last, I almost hate to say this because it dates me, but I've been in professional selling of high-ticket services for about 19 years. And so some of the things that I've gathered and learned and collected and distilled over that period of time and shared, there are a number of people who are sharing from that now. I'm really, really happy to have been a part of that. But sometimes with the dilution of information comes a bit of confusion. And so I want to teach you guys some things that I feel were critical to the long-term integrity of this state of big-ticket selling. So some of you may not even be really aware or as convinced, or you may be just in a state of inquiry around whether or not to even sell at high-ticket fees. You're asking yourself, well, man, do I deserve, or do I come from a place where I can actually sell at, you know, high-ticket, my stuff at high-ticket fees, and do I deserve to be at that particular space to be in a space that I sell at the ultra-high-ticket fees? And for that, I'm talking about on your initial front-end sales for your client, selling your services at $5,000 to $10,000 or above, and coming into the marketplace at that. And many of you who may not have a lot of experience or may not have a lot of exposure are asking yourself, does what I offer, does my level of experience, or does my level of guru-ness or guru-dumb or whatever word you want to use, does it merit incredibly high fees? And I want to share with you on the call today how to answer yes to that question. But first, let me tell you why you absolutely owe it to yourself, to the market, and to your clients to begin or transform your service offerings into high-ticket service offerings. Three reasons why coming into the marketplace as a premier service provider that is committed to transformation is better not only for you and for your income, but better for the marketplace and better for your specific clients and better for the amount of transformation that you cause as a whole. Three reasons why this is an absolute necessity. The first of those is the commitment on the part of your clients to getting results. I had the good fortune just coming on the line, Allison Babb Phillips introduced herself, and it brought to mind one of the conversations that she had had recently that I had seen. She'd given some feedback on her experience with making a transformation to big ticket clients, and one of the things that she shared in that conversation was that she felt like she was making a greater impact because of the level of commitment from her clients. Some of us, I'll say, perhaps even some of you who are on this call, at times we realize that we have this really powerful thing to share and we wonder why fewer people are getting results with it than our information deserves. Because we've got this great weight loss process, we've got this great relationship process, we know how to help people market, we know how to help people in whatever area that you have expertise that you've brought to this call, and you wonder why your clients aren't getting the results that you know that they should be getting. And part of it is because you may have decided to be committed in this particular area, but if you refuse to hold them accountable for being committed to themselves, your information is not going to create personal accountability. So no matter how much information you share, that information that you share is not going to create personal accountability. And so by having people be committed financially, what happens when someone invests with or in themselves with you and transfers that feeling of trust over to their work with you by investing significantly, they become more committed to the outcome. And as such, given the same amount of feedback and information that you give, they get better results. And therefore, you get a better reputation in the marketplace. So sometimes holding people accountable on the way in and only allowing them access to the information you provide if they choose to be accountable to themselves really provides more transformation than your thought, man, I just want to get this information out to everyone. The second reason why it's so critical to offer up your services and expect for people to invest in themselves significantly in order to gain access to your service is the level of communication that they are able to get from you. Wouldn't you agree, if you wanted to learn something that was challenging, and if you wanted to learn something or make a change in your life in an area that had challenged you for some time, that part of that transformation is going to be based on feedback and accountability, and not everything is going to be based on just getting the information. And so along with the information being provided, which can happen in a free ebook, a free download, but yet there's so many ebooks with tons of great information and then that people are buying and not getting the transformation. Why? Because the communication suffers. There isn't the interactivity, the feedback, and the accountability that comes by people having more intimate access to you. So when you charge higher fees, you can afford to structure your business such that people get the feedback and the accountability from you that is just as critical as getting the information. And then finally, by having high ticket fees, and this is something that definitely want to make sure I share with you guys today, it's something we're going to talk about as critical, is that momentum is such a key factor in our businesses. And when we charge high ticket fees for our services, we can afford to maintain the level of continuity necessary to become an expert in any one particular area. You know, I can share with you that my personal experience is I talk to the people that do our strategy sessions for my business on a consistent basis, and so I get to hear not only what's happening when I sell big ticket services directly to people and I help them move through their challenges in doing the same thing, and I get to talk to my clients weekly on an interactive question and answer call, and I get to talk to our internal strategists that are employees of our company weekly, twice a week, each one of them on a interactive conference call. And after having done this for nearly 7 years now, just a few months shy of 7 years now, my level of awareness about the nuances of this business has grown. And if you're constantly needing to repurpose yourself in the marketplace, one of the challenges is, A, there is a certain amount of emotional excitement about offering something new consistently into the marketplace, but the challenge with that is that with each new discovery comes an attack on your personal momentum. So better to take the one thing that you were called to this earth to do and to share that in a way that allows momentum to build so that you can become the indisputed best in the world at that one particular thing. One of the confrontations that I hear consistently as people are about to step in to charging high ticket fees for their services or stepping into becoming a high value service provider is, what about the extra work? You know, if I've been charging $50 and now I'm about to charge, let's say, $5,000, or if I've been charging $200 or $300 and I'm about to charge $5,000, then obviously the people who are learning from me and buying from me are going to want 10 times the access, 10 times the exposure to me. They're going to be wanting 10 times the content. Quite the contrary. As your level of contribution grows, people pay more and more and more for breaking down and distilling the information into something that will make a change. This has always been what we've practiced in my business, but I have seen in this past year, this be the change that's happening in the marketplace. In other words, what I was calling out to see happen in 2004, 2005 seems to be the common cry now, is that people are paying more to have information broken down. The era of information is over. And the high value of just a transfer of information is over. And today's marketplace is putting an inordinately high value, and appropriately so, a tremendous high value on just getting to the transformation as quickly and as predictably as possible. And so I encourage you to position yourself and to show up as a transformation artist, so that your goal is about the change that you cause to happen, not how hard it is for you to get there. You know, as many of you are aware, I grew up in Mississippi, and so, you know, there's a lot of country people in Mississippi. And there's a story that went about down there that I heard while I was living there that so appropriately shares about how we can value our service delivery. And many of you have heard it. It goes like this. There was a gentleman one time that had chipped his tooth, and he went to his high school buddy who was a dentist in town. And the farmer said to the dentist, "You know, I chipped my tooth today, and I need you to take a look at it." The dentist looks and says, "You know what? It needs to come out. We're going to have to pull it and, you know, find some substitute to put something in there." So the farmer says, "Well, okay, well, it needs to be pulled. How much is that going to cost?" And the dentist says, "About $600, I would say, would cost." Farmer thinks for a minute. He says, "Okay, well, how long is it going to take?" And the dentist says, "It's going to take about maybe 4 or 5 minutes." The farmer thinks for a little bit, and he says, "You know, $600 for 4 or 5 minutes, you know, it seems like an awful lot to me." And the dentist says to his friend, he says, "You know, buddy, if it's the time that you're worried about, I can take as long as you want." So many times we get caught up in putting our clients through the painful process of being in the experience of having the tooth pulled, just so our ages-old issues about needing to work for the income that we're earning, needing to prove our value by how hard we're working or how much we can do for our clients is met. And so we put them through the painful process of going through a relationship with us where we're not committed to a quick and painless delivery of a transformation, but we keep our clients in our offices, in our circles. We keep them connected to us for much longer than is necessary to get the transformation, simply because we want them to see how hard we can work to earn that $600. So what is the key? The key is to understand the transformation that we are there to provide. And for, you know, our clients, many times it's just getting the tooth out. Find out what the quote-unquote getting the tooth out is that you provide to your clients. Do you help them have a better relationship? Do you help them to have higher fee services? Do you help them to have a simpler business? Do you help them to lose weight? And realize that they're investing in you not to learn about losing weight, not to be coached about losing weight, not to have a process by which to lose weight. They're investing in you to lose weight or to have a better relationship or to charge higher fees or whatever the case may be. They are investing in you in hopes of getting the transformation. And given that they begin to value what getting that transformation would be, they want to get that as quickly as possible, not as slowly as possible. In our own business, just to speak to what is reasonable for a level of service delivery for those of you who have been rejecting high ticket fees just so you, just because you think that there's some huge commitment. Right now in our own business, we're doing several hundred thousand dollars a month. And our service delivery consists of 3 hours per week. We're looking to grow our business to $1 million a month. And at $1 million a month, our service delivery is going to be between 3 and 5 hours a week. The goal is, and you may say in your business, I can't do that. And I don't know if you can or if you can't. But I can share with you that rather than ask the query, how much do I need to work to prove my value? If you really become focused on the transformation you bring and you jot down, how do I get this transformation for this group of people in as efficient a manner as possible, and you make your goal about getting results, you will then begin to really focus and really see that focus shift, and you'll begin really making the thing that you celebrate, getting the results rather than how hard you can work. Now, I want to give you just a really simple formula for how to have success in a high-ticket business. You may have heard some of this from other people before. You may have heard this from me before. You may have heard variations from on this model, but I'm going to give you the most powerful, simple format that I know for having big-ticket success. Right now, I'm sharing this in a program I call the One Man Millions program, and it truly is how to build a six-figure monthly business by setting up four specific pillars in your business. I want to share this with you. It's really effective, guys, and you know, this is so simple that it may not be as complex and sexy for those of you who are into cool note-taking. So for those of you who are trying to fill up binder after binder of note-taking from different people you can learn from, this is probably not going to go down as your list of one of the coolest calls that have ever happened in your life. But for those of you who are looking for a very simple, predictable, and reproducible process, I think you're going to have a lot of fun with this one. So the first one of the first pillar of your entire business is you need to create a communication about the outcome of your offer. So many people talk about what they do to cause results. Your goal is to focus on the outcome of your offer. Realize that despite the market's demand and despite the apparent attraction to sexy offers and cool offers and cool-sounding offers, your key to long-term results is to keep people focused, both your prospects and your clients, on attaining their outcome rather than having them become attached to learning from you. So you want a total focus on the outcome. It may appear that there are those in the marketplace who are very, very prolific because they are always in the marketplace offering some additional information, some new discovery, some new information, and they're always in the marketplace, and you always see them offering some new information. But I will share with you that the most prolific mentors are not necessarily the most profitable mentors, either in their own personal profitability and in the profitability and the transformation that they cause for their clients. And so if you see someone constantly promoting rather than giving you a sense of comfort that you're seeing them, if you see one constantly promoting their big ticket services, and we're going to talk about the impact to you in just a moment on this, if you see somebody constantly promoting services, it must give you pause. So you literally have to have an absolute focus on the outcome, because when people demand and they base the value of accessing you on how much access they get from you, demands for access and offers of access lead to demands for access, and you cannot fulfill people who are wanting just to touch you in other way, in any other way other than to give them access to you. So we want to create a communication that every time we go to the marketplace, it is about the outcome of your offer. What is it about what you do that creates massive transformation? There is an inquiry. Once you understand that and begin to communicate that, then you begin offering up not a coaching program, not a training program, not a workbook, not a process, but access to an outcome. And so we build that in place. The second pillar that we work to build is that we develop a communication that converts in one conversation, so that rather than spending lots of marketing taking people up the ascension model where they see the value of you at $100, then they see the value at $200, they see the value at $500, they immediately assign a value to you that is not based on their estimation of your guru ranking or your guru hierarchy, but they assign a value to learning from you that is based on them realizing that I need help and their understanding of the impact of that current state that they're in on their life. In other words, what is it costing them to stay in an inferior relationship? What is it costing them to not move forward in their with their fitness goals? What is it costing them to not have the money that they need? What is it costing them not to have a business that is operating like they need to have it operating? Develop a communication that has someone understand the difference between where they now are, where they want to be, and decide, A, if they want to bridge that gap, and B, if they trust you to take them across the bridge together. And that can happen in one conversation. Once you now have a $5,000 to $10,000, let's just say a $7,000 or $8,000 offer creation, and you have a conversation that takes people from finding out about you to converting in a single call, and you eliminate all the people that want to talk about it and call you back and go into review about it and spend tons of time consulting, you eliminate those and you find a way to have people celebrate making a decision quickly, then we have those two pillars taken care of, and we move to, this is a very powerful one we just talked about, managing our service delivery, and I'm just going to put a number here, to less than 4 hours a week total. Find a way to cause the results to happen for your marketplace in as leveraged a manner as possible. Those of you who are currently charging by the hour, I want to offer up something contrary to that, because you've come to believe, oh man, I moved from $20 an hour to $50 to $100 to $200 and times are great. When you charge people by the hour, the two of you have agreed that you're going to operate as ineffectively and inefficiently as possible. You might say, well, I care about getting great results, but you're getting paid on getting results as slowly as possible. You are being motivated, and your incentive is to take as long as possible. So you want to shift your incentive in your business. When your incentive in your business is to get results as slowly as possible, it's going to be very difficult for your integrity to counter your motivation. So what we want to do, and this is a very cool thing to do, is make sure that your integrity is supported by your rewards in life, rather than how you're being rewarded being out of line with your integrity. So those of you that want to be effective and efficient and cause a lot of value and are charging by the hour, what happens is your integrity says get this done as quickly as possible, but the financial reward is in staying with that client as long as possible. So simply set up your leveraged service delivery and make the investment be about getting to the transformation, and then your reward is aligned with your integrity. That is the key for leveraging your service delivery. And then finally, with those three in place, you've got a high-value offer. You've got a conversation that converts that high-value offer in one conversation, and you know how to make that happen. And you've eliminated all of the inefficient service delivery so that you've broken down your service delivery to 3 to 4 hours per week. Now you develop marketing strategies that lead people to realize that they need help in an area that you provide help and have them reach out to you for that help. In other words, they don't pursue your programs. They stop pursuing you as an object of desire. You cease to be the person of significance that they are pursuing. What they are reaching out for is help in an area that they value, and when that happens, you eliminate competition in your marketplace. Now, many people, I promise you, so you take these four pillars and you begin literally taking each one of those to its maximum level of contribution. And right now in our business, we have several metrics that we're teaching our clients to do. The first is how to build an $8,000 offer. You might say, gosh, I cannot even imagine that. Let me tell you, it's far simpler than you would believe. And for many of our clients, we've done that, or at least a $5,000 to $8,000 offer. Secondly, develop a conversation that you have where 1 in 4 to 1 in 5 of the people with whom you speak decide to invest in themselves and decide that staying where they are is more costly than moving forward with you. If you had an $8,000 offer and you had this 1 in 5 conversion, move your service delivery to the point and craft your service delivery model to the point that it takes up the 3 to 4 hours per week, and then develop marketing strategies that bring you the leads that you need to create the revenue necessary. And you can afford to invest at this point in your marketing rather than, you know, trying to operate only under guerrilla-type marketing strategies and co-promotion that further take a marketplace that is promoting back and forth without any new prospect creation and bringing it back and forth and just co-promoting each other, that you're actually attracting people from outside a small pool of prospective clients. That pool opens up significantly when you can go to the general population at large. And with the metrics that I've shared with you, with the $8,000 offer, the 1 in 5 conversion, you only need 65 leads a month to build a six-figure monthly business. So those of you who have been working to build a big list can now see how easy it can be just to build a high-ticket business without some of the challenges that you may have seen in the past. It's really, really a simple model. Now, there have been some derivations of this model come out, and many people have started marketing high-ticket services directly. You've seen them marketed out in the marketplace, you know, buy this high-ticket thing, buy this high-ticket thing. And I want to caution you against that. You want to do a diagnosis first and work with people, because that a prescription that's made without a diagnosis, or allowing people to buy into your high-ticket services without diagnosing whether or not it's a good fit, is malpractice in any business, including ours. But a lot of people are seeing the value of big ticket programs and they're beginning to market them directly. And you see marketing of big ticket services come out directly because they think, you know, there's a perception that that's going to be more leverage. Let's just get this out to as many people as possible and as quickly as possible. It might be a little bit more ego satisfying for people to see that there is a big ticket offer available and this person is publicly seen selling ultra high ticket services, and so that satisfies their ego. Or maybe they feel that I want to put all of this information out about what I'm doing into the public eye because the public has a right to know what I'm offering. If you are now or have considered directly marketing your programs, I want to share with you three areas of incredible caution that will be just food for thought for you as you're looking to do this. As I've shared, I have offered the exact same program for nearly 7 years now without needing to offer something new, something different, something exciting, and the demand for that program is higher than ever. As a matter of fact, with no, I didn't plan to rattle off this number, but yesterday, without any launch, without anything, we did $32,000 in business just yesterday. I know of $16,000 that we've done today, and that is a daily running norm on a consistent basis of revenues coming in on a consistent basis, primarily because this model has been developed as a flow and it's not dependent on any launch or push or even incredible ego-driven marketing in the marketplace. In fact, this is the first call that I've done myself this year. I had one other webinar with Frank Kern, and I think that's about all the promotion I've done, and we're nearly to April, about just promoting what I've done. But I wanted to get out with this. So if you're publicly marketing these programs, you're prone to some of these challenges that I've seen. I want to share with you some of the challenges and things that you can make sure don't happen to you. And that is having interest in your programs expire due to scarcity. Now, the challenge with offering up scarcity from time to time is that when you offer up scarcity, what happens? You create scarcity. This has been one of the challenges that have happened in the market that was predominated by product launches. Product launches are amazing sources of revenue for a business, but the challenge with a product launch is a product launch creates scarcity that can never be recycled. And so if you use scarcity and say, hey, this is only going to be available for 5 days, then on the sixth day, it is either no longer available, meaning you don't have the ability to profit from it, or it's still available, which means your integrity goes away. And so if you use what I call a universal scarcity that says this is only available for everybody for a particular window, either the scarcity expires or your credibility does when you don't have the scarcity expire. Or if you keep bringing it back into the marketplace and offering it again, before long, publicly people become aware that you're going to offer something else in just a couple of months. Which leads to the second challenge, which is very similar to the first, that too much availability eliminates the need for someone to decide right now. And you get a lot of prospects that get into the one-day admirer syndrome, which means that they see that you offer lots of great services, and they tell themselves that one day I'm going to buy that service from, you know, one day I'm going to buy that great service from Jane or John because I see it out there all the time. And they go back and they look at that sales page and they see that service offering and they know that it's pretty good. And they say, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to buy this. And because you have not set up something to counter that ability for them to adopt and to embrace the one-day syndrome, then that exists. So you want to develop, you absolutely must develop responses to a couple of these things that happen. And one, having scarcity work against you. You know, as much as it works for you, having it work against you, and eliminating the one-day syndrome. And if your program works and you have all of the details about it in the marketplace, it leads to copying by integrators, people who thrive and people who are really, really powerful in their ability to integrate the things that they've learned and to assimilate them into a new recipe. And when you have your products right out there in the marketplace, it becomes very, very easy for people to see the successes of what you have and to integrate that. So if you are looking to build something that is going to be a big explosion this year and get you some, you know, some amazing awareness, you may want to have everything happening in the public eye. If you want to develop a business that is sustainable for a number of years, my feedback to you is that you jot down these three things to develop your business such that it avoid needing to use, find a scenario where you don't have to use scarcity in order to make the sale on a sales page or in a launch or things. Find a way where you do not have to publicly use scarcity. Find a way that you don't have consistent availability of your programs or services. In other words, if your program or services are right now on a web page, my feedback to you, the best thing that you could do for the short and the long-term success for your business is, no matter how much it costs you, go kill that web page that has a way that people can get access to you. And your business will fare much, much better, and it will literally have your clients be the ones who know really what your service is about and not the entire marketplace. And with that, your clients are going to be actual proponents of what you do. This is why for the last several years, my goal has been to keep as much of my business out of the publicly marketed eye, and I can tell you that our revenues have only gone up as a result of doing this. You know, many of us right now, because we have so many opportunities to do all types of different marketing, are faced with overwhelm, and there really is an incredible question, internal question, as to what exactly could we do or what exactly should we be doing. I know I had a conversation, and I even posted a conversation onto Facebook that Suzanne Jorgensen had had. She'd done some of our program, and she had shared about some of the things that had happened with the program that we had, some of the information we had shared with her. And she said, you know, I had gotten information for literally 2 years, and I didn't know exactly what I was going to do. And the feedback that she gave was that literally after, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks of being exposed to some of the stuff she'd learned here, she'd done $15,000 in sales. After 2 years of really not knowing what should be done, she had the experience for the transformation, but the things she'd been taught had led her to sell it as a $27 ebook. Moving immediately from a $27 ebook, but having the knowledge that she could offer great services, she moved in her first sale, and I'll make a estimate on the prices because she sold these things in British pounds, but her first sale was for $4,500, followed by the next conversation she had just a couple days later for $9,000, just a couple of weeks after being exposed to this simple four-step process. And so I want to offer you guys the alternative that rather than going out and trying to find out how to assimilate all of the stuff that you know about marketing into something that works for you to take these four pillars. These four pillars are the only things you need to do in your business. And they are: A, develop an offer that builds the value of your service. Number two, find a way to convert those. I recommend converting those on an interactive conversation. It helps people see the cost of not moving forward and offers them the opportunity to work with you. On a foundational level, create your service delivery so that you don't get overwhelmed as you bring people in, so that you understand your service delivery brings the maximum amount of benefit with the minimum amount of access. That's incongruent with a lot of people who are teaching ego-driven programs. But it's something that you want to work on and focus on. And then finally, literally look now and define how much you can spend to go into the marketplace and buy prospects, because you can actually buy prospects now and stay out of the incestuous cross-promoting marketplace that, you know, is sharing ideas, sharing leads, and sharing things. Not that that isn't beneficial, but you can be a creator of a marketplace by going into the general group of people seeking help and investing to put your offer in front of them and really benefit significantly from being able to do that. And it puts you so much more in the driver's seat. And as you can see, even to create a six-figure monthly business, you only need like between 50 and 100 leads. So it's not as if you need to build this huge list. It's a very, very simple process to follow. So here are some secrets that I want to share with you about doing this. My buddy Frank Kern has named the value of an offer, you know, the MTV. Find out what that massive transformational value of your offer is. Find out when you help someone, what shifts in them when you give the benefit, or when you offer to them the benefit, or when they invest in themselves and learn what you teach them, what shifts in them? If they lose weight, then what is the benefit to their lives of losing weight? Do they get to be more connected with their kids? What's the benefit of that? Do they get to be more active in their work? Do they get to be more active in their life? Are there things they can now do that they couldn't do? If you help someone with their marketing, you know, what are all of the ongoing and attached benefits? How does their life as a whole change? What is the massive transformational value of what you do, and what is it costing people to stay where they are? And when you price the access to your programs, and you price the investment that you allow people to invest in themselves, you price it based on that and have them look at that as the foundation, rather than looking at what you're doing or how cool you are or how many people say that you're cool, you'll find that not only do they invest more, but it puts you in a place of not necessarily maintaining your coolness, but puts you in a place of maintaining your point of service. This is about serving. It's all this is about, is about being in a place where you're paid significantly to serve your market, and you can be paid that for a long, long time. So learn your massive transformational value of your offer. Find out how to do serving conversations, literally ask into your inquiry, how can I serve in my conversations, and then convert people into letting you help them. How you do that is you diagnose. You have a conversation that diagnoses what's going on and what it's costing someone to stay where they are, and then you simply ask them, do you want to stay here, or would you like to move forward? Would you like to stay where you are and keep your money, or would you like to invest a little bit and not have this challenge or problem anymore? Now you can know what you can invest in marketing to bring people into the question of, hey, Kevin, I need help, or hey, Ashley, or hey, Susan, or whomever it is on the call, hey, Christine, Warren, Faye, Neetson, see a lot of you guys on here today. Bunch of you. Hey, guys, I need help. And then manage your leveraged service delivery. So I just want you to lay out this foundational strategy for your business going forward and take some time after this call to literally ask yourself how your business stacks up with this model. How congruent is your business with this model? And how different would your business be if you had this simple model? And how you can shift immediately to a model that at least simply, maybe you do some of the lead generation differently, maybe you do certain things differently, but if you had a simple model like this, how much more could you serve someone? And how much less complex would your life be, and how much more simple would your life be if you found a way to create the amount of transformation that you're creating now, or creating 10 times the amount of transformation that you're creating now in 3 to 4 hours a week? How would that change the quality of your life and then the impact of your life? And I very deliberately shared with you guys that I was not going to sell anything on this call, and I am not going to sell anything on this call. I do find from time to time that sometimes people want interactive feedback, because I get people on these calls, and I'm looking, there's hundreds of you on the call actually between the call, and I'm glad that a lot of you guys went over to the webcast. I appreciate that. That's really, really cool. That helped a lot. But between the webcast and the call, there's a bunch of you on there, and we couldn't really open up the lines at this point. But a lot of you would say, Kevin, you know, you don't understand. I get this. This is my number one question most of the time. My business is different, or how could this be applied to my specific business? Because this is great in general statements. How could this be applied in my specific business? And I want to offer up that opportunity to you on this call. Then I'm going to answer some questions. But So you can go over right now if you'd like to bigticketstrategysession.com. I have myself, my business partner, and 4 people that I work very, very closely with, and collectively we speak to probably about 100 people, 100 business owners a week. And from those 100 business owners, we hear on a daily basis a lot of challenges just like you guys are being faced with. And so I'm offering up an absolutely complimentary conversation with myself or my team or my business partner. We'll just get these assigned out as best we can so that you can have a conversation with someone about ideas and how to put this type of process and integrate this type of process in as quickly and predictably as possible to you. There's a quick little survey that we have there at bigticketstrategysession.com. There's a very quick little survey that we have there. This is going to be beneficial to us to help you, but it's going to be beneficial to you as well. When you look at some of these questions, I would encourage you to not only submit this, but I would encourage you to really look at this survey and to realize, hey, if someone else is going to use this for diagnosis, you know, maybe I could use this for diagnosis, and I could see what's going on in my particular business by just looking at some of these questions. And I'm going to get into some questions that were asked as we came onto the call in just a second as well. But you can head over to bigticketstrategysession.com, and you can absolutely get a complimentary conversation with someone in our office about how to take action on the things that we've talked about today and how to integrate these specific things into your business to the end that you begin to build a very significantly profitable business within days and weeks, not months and years, helping people with what you already know. Okay? Now, some of the questions that I got, and hold on just a second. Let's see if I can pull up some of these questions, because I definitely, I know that probably some of those have come in during the call, and I want to look at some of those as well. So this isn't one of those calls where I'm doing with a big staff and I've got already ready beforehand and all these types of things. This is just something that literally I saw the other day, these three challenges, and I saw some promotions going on that had these three challenges, and I absolutely thought, man, I really want to give some help into the marketplace. This really wasn't on my marketing calendar, hence the kind of impromptu nature of this. But let us go to some of these questions and pull some of them up. I can tell you, if you do have questions and we don't get to them on the call, just talk to them with the person who you do, with whom you do your strategy session. And they are very, very insightful because they talk to so many people like you, and then we talk at least twice a week and just give feedback and help with that particular, those particular things. The number one question I always get, here's a huge question that I get all the time, and that is, what if I'm just getting started? That is a huge question. Is, hey, what if I'm just getting started, and I don't have a lot of people who are following me at this point? I don't have a lot of people on my list. I don't have a big list built yet. Guys, this is so much not your typical internet marketing process. This is a process that is designed to focus on getting just a few clients every month that you can help in a very interactive format and create massive change in their life, given the information that you know how to provide. And it can build an incredibly fast 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100,000 plus model. And you ask, Kevin, have you seen those transformations happen? And the answer to that is absolutely yes. I've watched those transformations happen. I've watched them happen in my own students, and I've watched it happen in just the last few years over and over and over again. And it can happen for you if you believe in that. Now, sorry about the delay. I took a minute pulling up the questions, longer than I thought, so technology kicked my butt. One person says, hey, I'm looking for a great system on charging people what I'm worth. I've said this from the stage before. You guys are always charging what you're worth. So whatever you're now charging is what you're worth. We may need to work on that communication. We may need to work on decision. We may need to work on your focus on the outcome versus your focus on what has happened. And so who was that? Let's just see who that was. Trying to move back over here from Canada. That was Anthony. Anthony, I hope that we get a chance to do maybe some feedback and help a lot with that. Positioning myself as the go-to guy in my niche for big-ticket information. You know what? That positioning is something that is an area of public awareness. I have a really interesting approach to that. See if I can pull this over and start finding out where. See if I can find out how to move this over and see these really fast. But I have a little bit different approach to that, in that I am not looking for positioning myself as any particular area. That was Brian. But what I look to do is just find people, Brian, who are looking for help in a particular area and don't really make the don't really find it to be critical that the whole marketplace sees me as something awesome in a particular area. But on a consistent basis, all I need to develop a $100,000 a month business is for 13 people to think that, you know, I'm the person. That's a very small percentage of the marketplace. Let's see, what do we have? Sharon says, hey, my challenge is turning a $12.99 paperback into a big ticket item. Sharon, the goal isn't to create a big ticket item. It's about meditation. It's finding out what it's costing people when they're not present, when they're not meditating. And we could do a lot of offer creation work with you on one of the strategy sessions. I look forward to that. Let's see what we have here. After a pre-sale presentation, what are the qualifying questions that are asked? You know, the questions that are asked are the ones that get the person, Dietrich, to see what it's costing them to stay where they are and to decide if they want to invest significantly or not. Our goal, this is an interesting distinction I'll share with you guys. Our goal is not in any way to create a scenario that is trying to force people or make people buy from us, or even motivate people to buy from us. Our goal is to help people see what it's costing them to stay where they are and helping them move forward. Like many of you on this call, you have several costs that I can foresee, and some of you have other costs that I probably might not even be able to foresee. Some of those costs are just being unaware of the options that you have in front of you. Some of those are being overwhelmed. It's costing you like the mental challenge of being overwhelmed, and you're saying, hey, I just hear so many options, and I just don't know what's going on or what I can trust. Some of you are facing down a lack of consistent cash flow because there is no momentum going on in your business, and so that is a challenge. Some of you literally have invested in a number of things, and you don't know exactly how to focus in that area. And so, you know, their cost is significant to staying where you are, and it's different for every person. And that's going to be, you know, the same thing that your clients face down. They're going to have different challenges. For some of you, you know, you may be costing yourself, you know, tens of thousands of dollars a month between where you could be selling and where you cannot be, and that's all based on your, you know, current state and your vision of where you could be moving forward. Let's go back to some of these questions, guys, just bouncing back and forth a little bit. This is what happens when you manage everything on your particular call, which is fun. Spending too much time on interesting but lower fee products. How does Lou? Dude, I totally agree. I mean, I hope I've simplified that some today. And if you'd like that further dialed down, that is cool. Jenny, my friend Jenny, who I've known for a long, long time, does great copywriting up in Chicago. Knowing what to charge, how high can I raise my rates without pricing myself out of the market? Jenny, you're only in a market of one when you're doing this model that I've shared with you. And if the person, if it's costing them more to stay where they are than it's costing them to invest in you, then they get an opportunity to invest with you. If it's costing them, you know, if it's not costing them more to stay where they are, then perhaps they're better served with someone who's creating less transformation. Let's see what we have here. Oh, Mike says, making my sales letter look good on my website. Well, Mike, you are talking to a guy who can easily build a business creating multiple six figures a month that does not know how to make a good-looking sales letter. Have not found that to be necessary up to now. Let's see what else we can what we can talk about. Sue says, enrolling people into my $4,000 program, I don't want to get right on to this as a personal thing, but I can tell you the biggest shift that's happened in our company, Sue. I mean, because this it could just be your quick response in a block, but internally, when I had a conversation with my people and I told them to get their focus off of who invested and who didn't, and get their concern off of who invested and who didn't, who moved forward, and just focusing on helping people, you know, we began to see many higher conversions and many more people investing in themselves when we took our focus off of trying to have them invest with us at all. And that's always been my focus, but sometimes you get people who, you know, see they're an opportunity to help and they get excited. You've got to want to be in a space where you're just there and present and caring about the outcome of your customers. Got Elise here, says, hey, I'm a past client. Elise, welcome, and glad to have you on the call today. I do remember that event in Manhattan Beach where it was on St. Patty's Day, actually, a couple of years ago that we had an event, Elise, and we all dressed up in funky red hats, or not red hats, green hats, St. Patty's Day hats, and went out and had a grand old time. It's great to have you on the call. Let's see. Debbie just says, I don't have any big challenges, just want to hear me presenting some stuff. Debbie, that is awesome. Tanya says, I got a big challenge pricing a high-ticket item higher than my instincts say to price it. We want to shift those instincts, Tanya, and have it be less about what you do and see what the challenges are that you're fixing. And when you see those, your instincts might shift just a bit. Let's see. You know, Nikki says, hey, what do I charge for a one-year all-inclusive coaching program? Not worth a penny. Coaching programs aren't worth anything. You want to find out what happens to people if you coach them and have them invest in the outcome that predictably people get from your coaching programs. And I bet you that you offer some really cool stuff. And that would, you know, shifting that mindset would be awesome. John says, hey, no problem closing deals. Big problem is having enough prospects to exercise my closing skills on. Dude, if you're closing deals profitably, you don't have a lead problem. I've never met a person with a lead problem, only met people with free lead problems. And when you know what you can invest in getting people to a conversation, that completely goes away. Let's see, what is else that's here. Guys, big ticket. Somebody sent a question, where do I register for a strategy session? That's bigticketstrategysession.com. There's about, I don't know, three dozen or so of you guys that have registered over there so far, so that's pretty cool. We want to help you, anybody, and if it's not a good fit for that, that's really, really cool. Let's see what we have here. I think that pretty much covers the general sense of these questions. If you guys have any specific questions, dude, it's funny, like I'm talking to one person. We really, really, really are committed to helping you reach the goals that you deserve to reach. And I would encourage you, if you're already just rocking and rolling, then you probably wouldn't have been on this call today. And if it didn't resonate with you, totally understand. You've now learned a model maybe that is a good counterpoint to what you want to do. So you can go away saying, hey, now I know clearly this isn't what I want to do. And if it did resonate with you at all, I encourage you to dig in and to allow us the privilege of helping you dial it in, be really low key, absolutely no stress whatsoever. We'll dial in some things and help you become one of the amazing case studies of what we are doing, and you'll gain a lot from those strategery sessions if you choose to do that. I promise there'll be a lot of value on that. And so I am so very grateful for those of you who were on this call today. I encourage you, take the information we've had there. For those of you who are on here, we'll be letting you know about a replay if you want to refer back to it. And I've just been so, so honored to be on the call with you guys today. Said it a few times, but I just want to say it again. If you want to head out for a strategy session, we're going to close out the call now, but head over to BigTicketStrategySession.com. Make sure you go through that survey, if only for your own benefit. And if you have any questions or any challenges about accessing that or getting that submitted, support@KevinNations.com will get you in touch with a lovely and enchanting Rachel Hollander, who serves our clients with incredible skill and glee and happiness. Probably listen to the call today. And she will support@KevinNations.com will get you in touch with her, and she can help you in any way possible. I am honored, guys, to have the privilege of serving you. I hope that something in this call today, whether it was the overview, whether it was some of these areas of caution, have been helpful. And I'm really, really committed to you taking your skill sets out into the world and making big transformation and being paid handsomely to do so. So I hope you guys have an awesome afternoon, and really, really, really grateful that you guys gave me a little bit of time this afternoon to share some stuff with you that I found really, really important and allowed me to kind of get this off my chest and share it with you. Hope it helped. Have a good day, guys. Take care.